54 names filled the ballot in Haiti's presidential elections tomorrow, a dizzying number of candidates, all vying to lead the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the contest takes place amid tough economic times with high voter apathy and fear of electoral violence.
Political campaigning in Haiti can be intense and spontaneous. Boisterous rallies for candidates can pop up in an instant, with large groups of chanting supporters charging down main thoroughfares at full speed. And always there's music, that feel-it-in-your-chest, bass-thumping, loud music. At this rally, hundreds gather at a grass-covered traffic circle in Port-au-Prince. Nearly everyone sports a free, bright yellow and lime green t-shirt, the colors of candidate Jude Celestin. Edged out in the last presidential election 5 years ago, Celestin, a mechanical engineer educated in Switzerland, says he has the most experience to help Haiti. He headed a governmental construction agency. 21-year-old student Frances Moifis says Celestin gets his vote. But he says he certainly hopes Celestin will keep all his promises if he wins. Voter apathy is running high. During last August's chaotic legislative election, the contest was marred by poor planning, voter intimidation, and violence. Less than a fifth of voters cast ballots. Election officials have vowed to do better this round, but many voters are skeptical. Claire Deschalles says she's worried, but she wants to vote. She balances a dozen rainbow-colored umbrellas for sale atop her head. She won't say who she supports, but says whoever wins has to fix the economy. The single mother says, "I lost my job a month ago and now have to sell in the streets. I'm both mother and father to my two kids and am struggling to survive." It's been 5 years since a devastating earthquake flattened most of the capital and killed more than 200,000 people. Current President Michel Martelly is credited with accelerating reconstruction, but heavily criticized for failing to stop widespread corruption. Supported by Martelly's party, candidate Jovenel Moïse says he'll be different.
It's time to change the country from the blah, blah, blah to action.
Moise, who made his riches in the export fruit business, is affectionately called the banana man. He says everyone talks blah, 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 but does nothing. He promises to boost agricultural exports by 70% and put that money toward free education. There are few other candidates who could garner a top spot in a runoff, but with such a crowded field and with the unreliability of polling in Haiti, no one is making any predictions. Perhaps the biggest wild card is the role of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who went into exile after a violent rebellion ousted him from power. He returned to the island in 2011, pledging to stay out of politics. But in a recent rare appearance, he emerged from his compound in the capital to endorse his party's candidate, Marcel Narcisse, a doctor and human rights advocate and the only woman in the race. Yesterday, thousands came out to see him and Narcisse in the slums of Port-au-Prince, where he still has much support. In addition to a daunting list of candidates, voters may face physical intimidation. Pierre Esperance of the National Human Rights Defense Network says he is very concerned that the police are not capable of keeping the polling places safe. I'm worried about violence, but also I'm concerned about ballot stuffing and fraud. Esperance will have more than 1,800 election observers dispatched around the country. The European Union and the Organization of American States have also sent observers. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.